An analysis of intravenous drug abuse here suggests that heroin continues to be the most prominent injected drug here, but new trends are emerging. The insight comes from what's called the Syringe Analysis Pilot Project, which has been developed by the HSE in partnership with Merchants Key Ireland. To discuss the data, we're joined by Professor Eamon Keenan, HSE National Clinical Lead of Addiction Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you explain first what this data is based on, a pilot project involving the testing of syringes in the Dublin and Midlands regions?
Sure. So we're aware that the drug market in Europe is changing. And some of the data we get in relation to trends in drugs comes from general population surveys, which don't necessarily identify those people who may be most at risk in terms of drug use. So this project looked at the needles, which were returned to needle exchange programs operated by Merchants Key Ireland in Dublin and in the Midlands, and then analysed those in the HSE National Drug Treatment Centre Laboratory, looking for trends, newer substances, and we wanted to identify emerging drug trends at a much earlier stage by analysing the needles and syringes returned to these needle exchange programs.
Now, as I understand it, 32 different drugs and metabolites were found, but heroin accounts for 93% in Dublin and 98% in the Midlands region. It's still dominating.
Yes, I mean, and that's to be expected in that traditionally needle exchange programs are geared towards people who inject heroin. But what we're seeing in this project is the emergence of newer trends, polydrug use that we're aware of.
What does that mean?
This is a confirmation of cocaine use. We've seen that increase in the general population, and we see that people are injecting maybe cocaine and heroin together. There's evidence of tablet injecting, and there's evidence of newer stimulants injecting involving methamphetamine and what are called cathinone drugs, which have particular concerns.
When you say polydrug use, is that multiple uses at the same time or multiple drugs over the course of a day?
It's both. It's polydrug use would be an indication of using more than one drug at a time. Now, that might be taking tablets over the course of a day, or it might be injecting multiple substances in the syringe at the one time.
Is there anything that comes as a surprise or indeed a concern out of what you found?
Yes, well, one of the things which we have identified is the emergence of the new stimulant injecting, which we hadn't really been seeing a lot of before, and this is something which is mirrored across Europe. So methamphetamine and the cathinone drugs are stimulants. The injection of these drugs have particular concern because of the disinhibition that they cause. People who inject stimulant drugs are more likely to inject more frequently during a day, and this causes the disinhibition that it causes can lead to risky behavior in terms of needle sharing or sexual behavior. And you may remember a number of years ago, we did have an outbreak of HIV and bloodborne virus amongst injecting drug users associated with cathinone injecting. So that's a concern, and it's something that services need to be aware of.
Given the information that you've managed to glean from this pilot project, are you going to expand it?
Well, this pilot project was carried out in conjunction with a number of other European cities. Eight other European cities collected data at the same time using the same protocol. So we collected 155 needles and syringes, and that represented a significant amount of work because each one of those syringes had to be transported, prepared, analysed, and we tested for 232 substances. So there's a significant amount of work already carried out in this. But what we did find is we found some differences between Dublin and the Midlands in terms of trends. And we feel that there would be merit in expanding this to maybe other areas in the country to see, looking at regional trends, and then to follow these up over time. So we plan to repeat this again this year, and we would like to expand it, being dependent on resources.
Professor Eamon Keenan, HSE National Clinical Lead of Addiction Services, thanks very much for joining us.